of rainbow wings
and baking things,
let us tell a tale. Long ago, late at night, when all the village folks were sound asleep snoring, little fairy folk with rainbow wings flew into people's houses. They danced on dinner tables, they perched on teacups, and they feasted on leftover cake crumbs.
But never did they get a taste of the fine cakes made by the baker woman who lived at the edge of the forest. Her cakes were always eaten down to the last delicious bite.
This made the king of the fairies furious. I must have a taste of the baker woman's cake. He sent his fairy folk to hide outside the baker woman's window. They hid in the flower petals, they sat on the leaves, and they hung from the vines. They watched and they listened.
One day, the baker woman told her husband that she was going to the royal palace to bake a wedding cake for the princess. She took her finest linen apron from the shelf, bid goodbye to her husband and wee babe, and off she went. I'll take the shortcut road home through the woods and be back this evening as fast as I can.
The leaves began to rustle. The flower petals opened and out darted the fairies. They rushed into the deep woods to tell the king of the fairies that she would be passing by the fairy mound that very night.
Meanwhile, the baker woman arrived at the palace. She set to measuring and mixing and baking, and soon she made a cake as tall as she was. When it was done, she took off her apron, folded it carefully, and put it in her pocket. She bid goodbye to the king, the queen, and the princess. Then she hurried off to her wee babe and husband at home. Just as the sun was setting, she entered the deepest, darkest part of the forest.
The fairies flew out like fireflies at twilight, blowing fern dust in her face.
The baker woman felt a sleepiness come over her. Oh, I cannot take another step. I must rest. So down she sat on a soft mound of grass and closed her eyes. Suddenly the ground split open, and down, down, down she fell until she landed flat splat on a cold marble floor.
All around her candles were blazing and fairy folk were flying. The king of the fairies sat on a tiny golden throne. I want you to bake us a cake.
Oh, thought the baker woman, I cannot do that. If the fairies taste how good my cakes are, they'll keep me here in the world of the fairies for all time baking them cakes. I'll never see my husband, my wee babe, or my home again. She quickly gathered her wits about her and thought of a plan. Very well, she said with a twinkle in her eye. I'll bake a cake for you. She took her apron out of her pocket and calmly tied it around her waist. She rubbed her hands together, and then she said, Now, I'll need some flour and a bowl.
Flour? Well, we have no flour here. But as for a bowl, he reached behind his throne and pulled out a tiny golden bowl the size of a thimble.
I cannot bake a cake in a bowl so small. That won't even hold one egg. No, you must go to my house and get my bowl and the great sack of flour beside the stove.
Easily said, easily done, said the king of the fairies, and he clapped his hands, stamped his foot, and the ground split open. The fairies flew down the dark road through the woods to the baker woman's cottage. They peeked in the window at her husband sitting in the kitchen. So as not to be noticed, they made themselves invisible, and in they flew. Just as they were raising up the great sack of flour, one of the fairies said, What if she bakes with other things as well?
If you were going to bake a cake for the king of the fairies, what would you put in it?
So the fairies scurried to the pantry, and soon chunks of chocolate, raisin, a pitcher of milk, eggs, butter, cream, sugar, honey, walnuts, and all kinds of fine ingredients floated off the shelves and flew through the kitchen.
The baker woman's husband watched in amazement.
Back in the fairy kingdom,
the baker woman put all these fine ingredients into the bowl, and soon she started to stir the batter. But suddenly she stopped. Oh, wait, wait. I cannot bake a cake without my dog.
Your dog? Are you planning to put your dog in the cake?
Oh, no. My big dog always sleeps curled up near my feet. He snores and even snore. So I stir two stirs for every one of his snores. I cannot bake a cake unless my pooch measures the stirring for me. For you see, you won't have a proper cake without proper stirring. You must go to my house and bring me my dog, please.
Easily said, easily done. And the king, he clapped his hands, stamped his foot, and the ground split open. The fairies flew back down the dark road through the woods to the baker woman's house. They made themselves invisible, and in they went. They found the dog sleeping on the kitchen floor. Just as they were about to lift him up, one of the fairies said, "Maybe she bakes with a cat as well." And some of the fairies went for the cat, curled peacefully under the table. The cat screeched, the dog snored as they floated into the air and out the window on invisible fairy fingers.
And the baker woman's husband watched in disbelief.
Back in the fairy kingdom, the tiny fairies licked their lips, rubbed their hands, and batted their wings, thinking about the fine cake that they would soon taste.
The baker woman stirred to the dog's even snores, and the cat wrapped round her leg, purring contentedly. But suddenly the baker woman stopped.
"Wait, I cannot bake a cake when I am worrying about my child. I haven't seen my sweet babe from sun up till sundown, and I do not know if he is well or if he is not. Please, Fairy King, won't you go to my house and bring me my sweet babe? Please?"
"Oh, easily said, easily done, but this is your last request." He clapped his hands, he stamped his foot, and the ground split open. The fairies flew back down the dark road through the woods to the baker woman's house. They made themselves invisible, and in they went. They found the giggling baby on a chair in a corner. Just as they were lifting the child into the air, one of the fairies said, "What if this baby gets hungry? So out the window floated a bowl of porridge and a silver spoon and the giggling baby.
"Wait, stop," cried the baker woman's husband. "You can't take my baby." He dove out the window and ran into the forest, chasing after them.
Deep in the woods, the fairy mound opened, and down into the dark hole tumbled the bowl of porridge and the silver spoon and the giggling baby.
And the baker woman's husband jumped in right after them, and then he landed splat flat on a cold marble floor.
All around, candles were blazing and fairy folk were flying.
When the baker woman's husband looked up, there was his wife, standing in her favorite white apron.
"Thank you, Fairy King. I was just about to ask you for my husband as well."
Then the baker woman whispered to her husband, "Pinch the dog." While he did wonder why, her husband spoke not a word. He crept over and gave that dog a good, sound pinch, which set the dog to howling. The baker woman stepped lightly on the cat's tail, which started the cat yowling.
All the little fairy folk fell to the floor, clutching their ears.
For if there is one thing the baker woman knew, it is that
fairies do not like noise.
In the midst of all that howling, in the midst of all that yowling, the baker woman said, "Oh, my poor child must be hungry. Please give the babe that bowl of porridge and the spoon." But the baby wasn't hungry. The baby began banging the spoon and flinging the porridge all about.
"Oh, oh."
In the midst of all that howling, in the midst of all that yowling, in the midst of all that banging and flinging, the baker woman asked, "Excuse me, where is the oven?"
"Oven? Oven? We have no oven here," said the fairy king, wiping the porridge from his rainbow wings.
"No oven? Oh, well then, you take care of the dog, the cat, this mess, and my child. I'll go home and bake this cake for you in my oven."
"Not easily said and not easily done. No, no, you take this howling dog and this yowling cat and that baby and all their noise and you take them home."
"Certainly," said the baker woman, "and I will bring this cake back when it is done. What's more, Fairy King, if you leave me be, I'll bake you a cake whenever you want one, if you can ask for it nicely."
"Nicely? Oh, please.
Yes."
"Oh, easily said, easily done." And the king, he clapped his hands, he stamped his foot, and the ground split open.
The baker woman grabbed up her wee babe and the bowl of batter. Her husband carried the ingredients, and with the dog and the cat trailing behind, they scurried down the road through the dark woods, and they didn't look back once until they were safe inside their little cottage with the cake baking. When it was done to a golden brown, the baker woman proudly took it out of the oven. Her husband licked his lips at the thought of her good baking, but she started for the door. "I'm taking this cake to the fairies, just as I promised." Bravely she walked down the dark road through the woods to the little green mound and set the cake down. Now she must have glanced away for just a moment, for when she looked back, the cake had vanished, but in its place was a chunk of fairy's gold. The baker woman picked up the gold and admired it. She put it in her pocket, but she knew she couldn't keep it just for herself, or it would turn to dust.
"For fairy's gold, they say, is like love or knowledge
or a good story. It's most valuable when it's shared."